The case of the personal documents stolen from Pope Benedict XVI and published by Italian press continues to attract the interest of international media, to the point that in an impromptu speech at the end of his weekly appointment with the faithful from around the world, the Pope himself addressed it directly. Emma McCarthy reports.
Pope Benedict XVI told the 30,000 people gathered in St. Peter's Square this Wednesday that the events of recent days have brought sadness to his heart, but never obscured his firm conviction that despite trials, difficulties and weaknesses, the Lord does not abandon his church.
Si sono moltiplicate tuttavia illazioni, amplificate da alcuni mezzi di comunicazione del tutto gratuite.
Nevertheless, continued Pope Benedict, some entirely gratuitous allegations have spread, amplified by some media, which went well beyond the facts, offering a picture of the Holy See that does not correspond to reality. Pope Benedict concluded saying that he would like, therefore, to reiterate his confidence and encouragement in his staff and all those who, day in and day out, faithfully and with a spirit of sacrifice, quietly help him in fulfilling his ministry.
Mi pare che una linea di volontà.
One of those collaborators, Holy See Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi, met with press for a third straight day Wednesday in a briefing that consisted largely in deflating many of those rumours of which the Pope had spoken in his audience. Father Lombardi reiterated that the only person arrested and formally charged for the theft of the Pope's personal documents remains Paolo Gabriele, the papal butler, and that there are no others, lay or clergy, currently detained, as reported by some press. That Gabriele met again Wednesday morning with his lawyers who have formulated a request for his release under house arrest, and that his formal interrogation would take place in coming days. Father Lombardi again underlined that the official investigation into the criminal act of theft is being carried out by the Vatican gendarmes and magistrates. That the inquiry of the Commission of Cardinals into the source of leaked Vatican documents was a separate, if parallel, effort to arrive at the truth. Father Lombardi again corrected press claims that documents ready to be sent to specific recipients were found in Gabriele's home, but, he added, the material found there is still being studied and catalogued. Father Lombardi also stressed the importance of truth and objectivity in reporting on the case, which is not only a source of pain for the Pope, but for the faithful worldwide. In an interview published Wednesday by L'Osservatore Romano, another of the Pope's closest collaborators, Archbishop Angelo Becciu, the substitute of the Secretariat of State, said that the Holy Father was not merely robbed of letters, but the act of stealing and publishing those letters was one of violence on the consciences of those who turned to Pope Benedict as Vicar of Christ in full confidence. He also dismissed the principle that the end justifies the means. This has been claimed by the anonymous sources who provided the leaked documents to the press and the journalists who published them, in the name of greater transparency and reform in the Church. Archbishop Becciu asked the question, how can any reform be based on flouting moral laws? Stealing is immoral. Archbishop Becciu reiterated that the Church firmly believes that the truth will set you free, but that the distorted image of the Vatican as presented in the press based on unfounded rumours and unproven speculation is far from the truth. He spoke of an underlying hypocrisy in press reporting, which on the one hand accuses the central government of the Church of being absolutist and monarchical, while on the other publishes many of the Pope's personal documents which contain contrasting ideas and even complaints about the governance of the Church, thus proving in Archbishop Becciu's view that different views or even contrasting evaluations are normal in the life of the Roman Curia. Responding Wednesday to journalists' questions on reports of Pope Benedict's possible resignation, Father Lombardi dismissed them as rumours and as some journalists' hobby horse. The Curia, he concluded, continues to express solidarity with Pope Benedict and to operate in full communion with the successor of Peter. He said, at this time and in this situation, we can only express our great appreciation for the Holy Father, for his ministry, for his demonstration of unity, coherence and consistency in dealing with this situation. But perhaps it was best put by Benedict XVI himself, who in his Wednesday audience observed, faced with conflict in human relationships, even within the family, often we fail to persevere in gratuitous love, which demands effort and sacrifice. Instead, God does not tire of us. He never grows tired of being patient with us, and with his immense mercy, he is always before us. He always comes to encounter us. I'm Emer McCarthy.